two big wins, away to Cabinteely and away to Drogheda, sets things up nicely for what's going to be a busy run into the season.
Yeah, like, you know, wins at this time of the year are very important, and you know, two wins and two clean sheets back to back is you know, is going to give us, you know, a bit more confidence that's, I suppose, needed for the running.
Yeah, because it's getting pretty tight at the top of that first division. Teams are beating each other. There's no way of predicting what way things are going to go every weekend.
Exactly, as I said earlier, you know, there's two or three results every weekend that just, you know, seems to get you couldn't call them, you know, and that's going to continue. But I just hopefully that we'll be on the right side of those come the end of the season.
Yeah, will you play Longford Town now on Friday night? A team that have already come to Balbuffet and won well. They're a good side, aren't they, Keith?
They're a very good side, very good attacking side. You know, we played them down there, and it was one of them ones where we actually got the 3 points down there. But how we got the 3 points, I'll never know, because we had our backs. We were literally on the edge of our own box for the second half. You know, they have a lot of attacking options, a lot of good young players. You know, they'll be coming expecting to do what they did to us the last time they were down. But you know, that gives us, you know, something that we don't want that to happen again. You know, we think that we've put ourselves in a position, you know, and then I suppose two good results back to back, we'll be looking to kick on and suppose we right that wrong from the last time they were down.
Yeah, well, you're in that position now, Keith. You're in the playoff positions. I mean, the hope is now that you can push on from here and maintain that good run of results, but it's not going to be easy because there's a number of sides challenging for a top four finish.
It's not going to be easy at all, and I suppose in a way, you know, we were speaking about there after the game on Friday, and you know, and you sort of look back on the results that have, you know, gone before, and you're sort of thinking, you know, had we not lost that game, or if we hadn't drawn that game, where would we have been? But no, we are where we are, you know, on, you could say, on merit, or, you know, we are because we didn't pick up enough points, you know. So no, we're in a position, we're in a decent position, call it that. So, you know, it's a platform to try and kick on now.
And how you yourself, in terms of fitness wise, you're looking in good enough shape anyway, but I mean, listen, you had your troubles last season, thankfully, touch wood, everything has gone okay so far.
It has, yeah. It's you know, I was really looking forward to this season, I suppose, having missed last year, and you know, the team struggling the way it did, you know, I felt that I was, you know, I could have been a part of that to try and, I suppose, maintain that Premier League status from before. But thankfully, you know, you're picking up the odd knock here and there, and tight hamstrings and thighs and different things like that there. But I think that's more old age than anything to do with any operations or whatever that have been previously. So no, I feel okay. So no, long may it last.
And I'm sure a lot of that, Keith, is down to the fact that you were prepared to put in so much effort away from training, you know, on your own in the gym and what have you. Long, lonely hours, I'm sure, but worthwhile in the end.
It seems to be. I seem to be bearing a bit of fruit from that now. You know, if there was a few times where I was, you know, having a few conversations with myself, thinking, you know, do you really want to do this? Is this really what you want? You know, it is hard work. But I think for any young fella who's, you know, aspires to be a player at any decent level, you know, you have to put in that hard work. You have to go to the gym on your own. You have to say, nah, I'm not going out with my friends tonight, or I can't make that. I have to go and do my extra bits, and I think that's what it requires at the end of the day.